The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of ladies in the studio here today. We have Shelley Bomer, and we also have Deb Brando. We're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Lighted Parade that's coming up early in December, and all the activities of the Christmas season coming up, and that's just one of the highlights, is the Lighted Parade in Harbor Beach. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
This has been kind of a tradition in Harbor Beach for decades now.
Actually, this is our 32nd annual parade.
Oh my gosh, you're past silver and all the way going towards the gold there.
Absolutely, we're going for it.
And it's what date?
December 2nd. We at 5:30 p.m. in Harbor Beach, starts at City Hall.
And that's 142 as you're coming into
right.
town.
Yeah.
So you're using some of the main drags.
Yes, 142 State Street. It will head east until it gets to the light downtown.
Because if you went any further, it would get wet.
Right, that's true. Or you'd be into one of the plants. And then it turns south on 25 or Huron Avenue. And the parade route ends at Trescott Street, right after the hospital.
And I believe you intentionally do that because a lot of the patients come up to the windows on the end of the hospital where the parade's going by, where they get to see it, and they're not in the cold, and they're not, you know, getting sicker or anything else. They're able to enjoy the parade just as anyone else does in Harbor Beach.
Yep, absolutely. Last year, the high school band actually stopped in the parking lot of Huron Laundry and played a few songs just for the residents. So that was a bonus. And they really do appreciate it. And all of the staff at the hospital, even though they have to work, then it's that way that they can also see the parade.
The day room there faces the road, so it's pretty filled with the patients, with family members that are there to enjoy the parade with their family members there. And so they crack the windows just a tiny bit so they can hear the music and hear everything. And so they enjoy it. I'm usually at that end with the parade down there watching everything. So when you can look up there to the windows of the hospital and see everybody and, you know, see that they're enjoying it, it does make you feel good.
And it gives the family, as you say, a chance to be together on a Christmas activity.
Yes.
That doesn't have to be in their room or anything else. This is a social event.
Yes, it is.
Well, terrific. How are you doing with the entries?
Entries at this point in time are trickling in, as they always do.
They always wait till the end,
wait to the end. I don't know why, but...
you think at this time of year you'd want to get that set up because you have so much else going on.
Presently, we have about 30 that are registered.
And you need them earlier because it gives you a chance to stack them up the way you think the parade should be. You don't want two of the same things next to each other.
You want to make
sure each one is seen individually, as opposed to being, well, here's all the floats, here's all the bands, here's all the the people in cars who are, you know, local dignitaries and such. You want to make sure it's a mix.
Yes.
Yeah, and especially we have a great participation from all of the area fire departments, and we don't want it to be fire truck after fire truck after fire truck.
Don't think there's a fire.
Right. We do want to space them out a little bit. So we've been making some phone calls to those folks that typically come every year. So kind of encouraging them, go online, HarborBeachChristmasParade.com, and register. And they have been. So
You just register. There's no fee or anything or
absolutely
anything like
no
that.
Fee.
You just have to, at this point, just commit. I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No fee. And we don't do a theme simply because we want people to be able to use their own creativity on their entries.
Other than it's a lighted parade.
Most
floats, most things will have some lights on it that they either have to have batteries or a generator of some kind to make them go, because you do this at night. It's dark by 5 o'clock now. So.
Right. So 5:30 when the parade starts rolling, you do need to have your entry lit.
And it also just makes it more interesting. I mean, you know, you know, sometimes things look better when they're lit than they would during the day. It's just a...
Yeah, like those big snowplows and things like that.
But we have a lot of them that are lit up really... I mean, they just light themselves right up. And it's so pretty to be able to see all that at night and just watch the kids' smiling faces.
Now, a lot of times these events are done to get people into town to see what's there. Is there, you know, are the businesses open till the start of the parade so they can check them out if they come a little early?
Some are not. It's a Saturday, so, and it's getting towards the evening, so
and
some of them
the
will close.
And it's not the peaks or tourist season
and
such.
That's correct. But there are some other activities. I'm going to let Deb talk about some other activities that are going on that day in Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
So it leads up to the parade.
Oh, yes. Yes. In the morning, starts out early at 9 o'clock in the morning. There is two different churches that do cookie walks. And one is the Zion Lutheran Church. They have a bazaar bake sale. And then also the Harbor Beach United Methodist Church, just down south from the hospital. And we start ours at 9 also. And the cookies are all made from the women of the church. And so there's like all different kinds. And some of these women will do up to 500 dozen. I mean, I think they out try to do themselves, but it's...
So for those of us who are cookie challenged, this is an opportunity.
Oh, you'll find so many different cookies, you won't even know. You won't want to go with just one container. You'll probably leave with a few containers. And but they're all homemade, fresh, and delicious.
Well, and it's also a way, if you want to cut down on your baking of cookies, Christmas cookies this time of year, you may find some there that... can become your family's tradition.
Well, I'll be baking some to take there, so. And then also, they have at the library, Santa will come to the library, and this goes between 10 and 12, and you'll get pictures with Santa. There's crafts, and there's games for the kids, and then there's a free movie, and the theme this year, the movie's at 1 o'clock, and the theme is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, so...
It's a movie that features a lot of Mariah Carey music, I understand. So,
and it's a family type of organization.
And it's a new animated movie.
But
so.
it's good for the whole family. The kids will like it. The adults will like it. And it's all part of tradition of just trying to keep families connected during the holidays.
Yep. And that's at the Community House District Library.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of fun activities for the kids. So you can go get your cookies, then you got time to get to the theater and have a couple hours of fun there. And then, you know, go around, do some shopping if you want, and get something to eat. And then later, 5:30, we will kick off with the parade then.
And the parade, it's kind of like the reverse of what you do on Memorial Day, because it comes from the park and goes towards City Hall. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, yes.
Because I was there for that this summer, and I noticed that it was, from what you said, it was going the other way.
The other way. Well, the reason that we start at City Hall is we can do the lineup on Trescott Street, mm-hmm. and then they kind of funnel through the City Hall parking area as the entry, and we can stop them and kind of keep them spaced before they start. So it's a great starting point. We have a lot of our entries will leave their cars parked there at City Hall, and we use the City Hall parking lot as well for some of the larger entries to kind of be as their lineup spot, because they can't make that turn. This year we happen to have a gentleman from Harbor Beach, Jim Hogan, that's going to, he's generously volunteered his semi-flatbed trailer to be in the parade, and he's going to deck it out. And for any of residents in Harbor Beach or visitors to the area, Jim decorates his house on North 5th Street. You can pretty much see it for a mile because it's got so many lights. He absolutely loves Christmas. So he wanted to become involved. So he's donating the use of his truck and trailer and the Harbor Beach girls JV and varsity volleyball teams will be utilizing that.
We kind of joked about his house before the show that that's where the airliners see the light and they turn a little left to go to Chicago.
There you go.
Just about. He loves Christmas and he decks decks it out pretty well.
I would like to see how fast his meter spins.
I wouldn't.
I mean, they make them better now. I mean, a lot of the lights are LED. They're not as energy. But when you start getting into those bigger displays with animation and stuff and the songs going with it, you're pulling some juice.
But if you've never,
you got to love the holidays to do that.
If you've never seen his house, it's a must, because you can just park there and people just park, get out, look around. It's just the kids, they just love it. And they're out there with, you know, candy, passing out to the kids. And, yeah, it's something to see.
And I understand he is going to have a new item in his yard this year that's going to be a pretty big draw. So just, you have to make sure that you head that way.
No spoilers?
No spoilers. I'm not going to say what it is, but there is going to be something new in his yard. And, of course, without the help of Harbor Beach City, both the DPW help us out with providing us with cones and things to mark off the no parking areas so that everybody can be safe during the parade.
Well, and you like to get some of the cars off the streets so there's better viewing.
Absolutely. And we all know that it's cold and some folks like to sit in their warm cars, but there are areas that we, for viewing purposes, we do keep the folks from parking on one side of the street. There is no parking on the State Street 142 from City Hall to 3rd Street, and then from on the south side, and then after that there's
first block up there.
The first couple of blocks is some parking, limited parking. So and it's for safety. We're not trying to get people out in the cold, but when you have kids
running around and they could dart out between a vehicle and there's no time to react.
No, there is not. And if you have a large entry going down, like the county snowplow or something going down the street, all lit, it's dark. Those tires are big, and we want everybody to be safe.
Good memories only.
So our DPW helps us out a lot, and also our city police, and the majority of our support comes from the Harbor Beach Fire Department, JP, and all of the other volunteers. Mm-hmm. Graciously volunteer their time to
help throughout the parade.
They block
off
roads.
There's no fire.
Well, there was a few years ago, I think in 2006, there was a fire in Ruth, and
they all had to go.
With their lights were Christmas lights were flying off down the road, but there was a large fire in that evening.
You wanted to follow them. You followed the garden.
Yeah, you followed the garden. Poor Santa. Usually Santa always rides the bucket truck at the end of the parade, and that year it was like, oh, where's Santa going to ride? So,
but he was well taken care of, so Santa made it through.
Santa makes it through, and he's got Rudolph if it gets too bad. Come on.
That's right. No, there is. There is so much that goes on, and we have a lot of people that stand downtown, too. That's why we keep it open, you know, on both sides, and you get right down closer to the light. As you have a lot of people that, you know, families, children that just love being out there and getting candy and everything else and just seeing, taking pictures. And
any particular areas you might recommend if people wanted to stay warmer? I mean, are you better off during the downtown where there's windbreak from, you know, the tall buildings around you, rather than when you're more by houses where it's a little more open? I mean,
well, I personally prefer watching the parade from the downtown area. We have a couple of things. There is going to be some complimentary hot chocolate.
See, now there you're talking about what you need to be near.
Passed out. One of the businesses is going to be passing out hot chocolate that evening, and I believe there's another business down there that is going to be cooking bratwurst on the street. I know, homemade bratwurst. And then, of course, we always have our elf announcers that are stationed right down on the corner. So that's where the entries are announced and any of our generous people who have donated. Our Christmas parade functions only on donations, and we have some very supportive, not only businesses, but community members who will send us, you know, whatever they can afford, just simply because they appreciate the fact that the parade is happening, and we don't run for profits, but we do have some costs incurred for our postage and that kind of thing. But so it's great that we've had some wonderful supporters.
Well, I would think the people in town kind of feel, with all the festivities you have in Harbor Beach through the years, this is one of them they kind of claim for themselves. It's not in the typical tourism season. It's family oriented for the town. I would think that this is something, like you say, the people donate. It's because they feel it's their their event.
Oh, absolutely. Beach. And we want it to remain that community feeling.
We have a lot of people that come from all over.
You have a parade, you'll get people coming.
Not just for all the events throughout the year, but also for our Christmas parade. These people, you know, they come, they love the area, they love the activities and everything we do, and we hear so much of that throughout the season. And it just makes you feel good knowing that they love coming back to our town. So we try to do as much as we can to keep it going all year round on something.
Typically, how long does the parade last? If you have little kids, they can get fidgety. Are you looking at an hour?
Well, I would recommend if you're
because you're going to have time standing before the parade starts too to count into this, because you know how kids are, they get fidgety.
Absolutely. We would recommend folks getting to an ideal viewing spot so that they are able to see things probably by 4:30. Folks are lined up ready to go, and they will stay in their cars, but they'll set up a chair. And then the parade.
And then people stand in front of your chairs, and you're not getting anything.
The parade starts exactly at 5:30, and usually by 6:15, 6:30, the end of the parade is going through the downtown area. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to come out for all of this, you want it to last. You don't want three things going by and it's done. This is to make it an event takes a little time.
Right, and we do try to space folks out, and we ask the drivers of the different entries to, you know, please leave a space between so that you're not just on top of each other, simply because we all know that if there's a piece of candy in the road, there's a youngster that's going to be going after it.
Me.
Yeah, and so we push safety. That has got to be paramount. But so usually by 6:30, they can be back in their warm, toasty cars and heading out of town by 1:45. So.
Well, but then you've got the evening yet to enjoy with your family and some memories you can share, and it just seems like a good family town
day.
Community town wide community thing to do.
Yeah, there are folks along the parade route that actually use that as an opportunity to gather a bunch of friends, and they'll have a fire pit going in their front yard, and you know, they use it as every single year as their annual gathering of their own elves, so to speak. So,
where they just start off the holiday season right there at the parade.
And you do this on December 2nd because you like to stagger. Some people do it right after the Thanksgiving holiday that weekend. You've staggered it out a little further so that way you're not competing, and maybe if you want, you can go to both. I mean, you can go to other ones. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we have this in the summer. We have so many towns and only so many weekends, but still, there's such an effort to try and make this is our weekend, this is their weekend, and And
right.
So you're not pulling against one another. You're pulling together, not against each other.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's a Christmas parade this Saturday, then the following Saturday, and then hours after that. So you're able to see three very nice parades.
Mm-hmm. And see the communities of three different communities.
Yes.
And how they put their best foot forward, as you do in Harbor Beach for your parade.
Yeah, we also have, like with our parade and everything happening on the 2nd of December on Saturday, our neighboring town, Port Hope, they also join us on that Saturday with their trucks, and they come with a bunch of stuff, and then their events take place the next day on Sunday. And they have a tree lighting and a sing-along at the Township Hall that starts about 4:30. And then Santa, he'll arrive about 5:30. So it's like we kind of join and we just enjoy, you know, both of our neighboring towns together.
Now, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I hear Santa's coming around a whole lot. How's he getting my toys made?
Well, he travels fast.
He's got elves. It's the elves. Another large supporter that we have that always allows us to use their sound system is the Harbor Beach Area District Library.
Yes.
They donate.
Is it a loud system? Because usually the library is shh.
No, outside. They have a sound system that's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our announcers use. So we don't have.
So that's a good spot to be around if you want to hear.
Spot. Right.
The entries are, who they are, and where they come from, and all of that. That's a good spot to be.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned they kind of do that down at the light, too. You have your elf
yes.
people there.
Yep.
So that's another nice spot to be where you'll actually get some of this information as to this is, you know, from so-and-so's farm, and this is, you know.
Yes, and then also those people who have either, we always put a plug in for all of those donators that have given so generously on that time, and we also tell about the businesses. It's kind of their way of getting a little free advertising on us for just being an entry.
Mm-hmm. Who puts on the parade? Is it a whole separate entity? Is it part of the chamber? It's a whole separate group.
Yes,
it's
a DBA that is formed, Harbor Beach Christmas Parade.
And DBA?
Do business as. So
okay.
We have all of the legal paperwork, but there's...
Because there are things you have to make sure of. You have to make
yes.
sure the city has got permission from the state that you can use the state highways.
We have to get a parade permit.
And then you have to make sure that somebody's out there getting people around the town during the parade, because through traffic isn't going to stop for an hour and a half. They're going to want to weigh around. So you've got to get all this, you know, things people don't see. You have to get all of that taken care of.
Yes, we have a group of elves that work one quite rigorously the end of September through the parade time, and then we'll meet right after the parade to what worked, what didn't work, what do we need to change, tweak. And so basically for a couple of months we only meet maybe three times, and we're just such a well-greased machine that...
we all know what we have to do.
Yeah, everybody's got their chores that they do, and it comes off without a hitch, and it works well. But we are separate from the city. We're separate from the chamber, but
that's
we
the
use
That's the advantage
their
of 30-some years, though, is you've
yes.
got this down to the science. You know what has to be
right.
done. You've in 32 years, pretty much anything that's going to happen's kind of happened, and you know how to roll with it, and away you go. That experience you can't buy.
No, that's true. But they're always, you know, every year when we get together afterwards, we start to laugh because there's always something that goofy that happens. Fortunately, we've been blessed that we don't have anything tragic that's happened. But
always things you can laugh
yeah,
about.
But there, I mean, there was one time when a generator started to overheat, and just at that time one of the fire departments was pulling up, so they were in the perfect spot at the perfect time because there was a fire going on and they helped them extinguish it. So
and you just tell the people standing, it's all
part of the
show.
It's just
people.
Part
it's
of the
part
show
of the
a
show.
Little of their pyrotechnics.
They never know.
Yeah, and And folks that are watching the parade, they don't know those glitches.
Well, that's what we do in radio here. Yeah. I mean, you know, people think we just sit here and talk. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, but the whole idea is for the people you're trying to entertain, try and give a show. They think it's so simple and easy that they don't realize what you're doing.
Right. But like I said, we have a good group of elves that just work wonderfully together. When it's time, we just get going and
get her done.
Get everything done.
Yes.
Well, terrific. But you are still looking for entries?
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
They can go online. We have an online registration, harborbeachchristmasparade.com. And then they just fill out everything online. And
again, you said there's no cost.
There is no cost.
You just need to know they're coming so that you can kind of put together a big long sheet that says who's first, second, third, fourth, and hopefully they don't fight because they want to be in a different spot in the parade.
But. Well, we try really hard. We go on a 3-year rotation so that if your entry was in the front part of the parade, then we will move you this time to the middle part, and so that everybody has an opportunity to be in a different location. Just because you got your entry in first doesn't mean you're going to be first going. We always start our parade with the police department, of course, but then we have our veterans, and the Bad X Knights of Columbus are right there behind the veterans. So we have them, and then, of course, the fire equipment and...
So you rotate them forward, middle, and back like we do when we go to Cedar Point.
Right.
You try the front of the roller coaster, you try the middle, you try the back, and you find out which area you had the most fun and the most exposure and enjoyed the most.
Yep, and we do give our veterans that front row seating out of respect, and they're really cute. There's two different groups, and they know they go on a rotating basis. One group was first last year, so as I'm calling and reminding them, they said, "We know the other guys are first this year," and I mean they're really good about that. So.
And they just carry a little plaque that says, "We try harder."
Yeah.
We try harder.
Yeah.
Well, it just gives everybody that chance to be first, middle, you know, and up to the rear. It just we rotate everyone, so this way everyone's somewhere in line, different every year.
Do you get people with animals? I mean, you know, we think of a parade, you know, and you think of, you know, you were doing trucks and tractors and such, but do people come and light up their horses or anything?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They don't put lights on them so much. I think
well,
they'll
they can't
have
put
a
it
few,
in them because that would
right,
hurt.
Right, but we do, there are a couple of horses that have
these bells
traditionally or... been in the Christmas parade, the Woodwards. Have their horses in the parade, and last year we had a couple of other horses. So,
because pulling like a wagon or something just seems so Christmassy to me. I mean, maybe I'm just dating myself, the old man at the radio station, but it just seems like that's how I think of an old
right.
time Christmas. Is you have they'd probably be pulling a sleigh in my dreams, but you know we're not going to scrape up the streets of Harbor Beach. We're going to use a wagon, but.
Right.
It just seems like that would really go well on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just have so much that day, so we just invite everyone to come and share and enjoy what we enjoy, you know, in Harbor Beach. You'll start out with a cookie walk in two different locations at the Zion Lutheran and then at the Harbor Beach United Methodist. And then you can go to the community house to enjoy games and crafts and pictures with Santa, and then a free movie at 1:00. And then after that, you can do some shopping at a lot of the unique stores that we have in town, and then come and join us at 5:30 when we kick off the parade.
And we talked about entries. What about to help? Do you need more elves? Are you usually looking for some people to...
Oh, absolutely.
Just, because, you know, some people may say, well... You know, I don't have a family yet, but I'd sure like to help and be part of the town. They could come out and help, and, you know, there's always just, like you say, the people that announce it downtown as to what's going on, but I'm sure you have people walking up and down just making sure things flow and that everybody's safe. There's all kinds of things that need to be done at these events, again, that people don't think of, and you folks have to.
Well, absolutely. They can certainly, parade day is when we need more folks, obviously. The organizing part is pretty much done. And so on parade day in the morning, we get together and we put out our numbering signs along Trescott, and we also put up no parking signs. And each one of those has to be tied individually and put out the cones. And then the evening of the parade, the elves all are ready to start lining folks up and block off the streets. The fire department is there, and as people come, they have last minute things to do, so we have lots of elves that are running around keeping things going, carrying duct tape just in case something always happens. A couple of years ago we had somebody's battery on their truck died, so we had to get a tow truck going down to
travel behind it with a jump.
Get started and get them started again. So there's a lot of behind the scenes that's going on Trescott Street. We do ask.
But do you need to know a little bit early that they're coming? Do they need like a badge so that people know they are part of the parade? Maybe you'd want to have a little elf outfit, you know, so that you fit around there. So you may need to know a little earlier that they're coming, so you can be prepared.
Mm-hmm. The elves do all dress as elves, all of our workers, so that we are definitely ones that you can see. Trescott Street is blocked off, and we generally have two folks that are checking them off and making sure they know where they're lined up, where mm-hmm. their position is. And we don't allow... say, for instance, if one of the entries has a lot of children that are riding on it and mom and dad need to drop those kids off, well, they cannot drive down Trescott Street again. It's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. So they either have to drop them off and walk them from City Hall or somewhere on 5th Street, South 5th Street by the school, and then walk them in. But their cars will not be allowed to just drive through and drop off and then leave, because again, there's a lot of people walking around getting their last minute lights set, generators hooked up, there's horses in the area. It's just not conducive to having extra traffic that doesn't belong. So
and that's what the elves do. We get the children to the floats where they need to be, and we just make sure that everything is just running smoothly, because we don't want no one to get hurt. We want everybody to have a good time, and so we're very cautious on all that.
So getting back, I guess, to your question, long way around, sorry.
But
if somebody would like to help us out on the day of the parade, they can do that by calling me, Shelley, at 640-5260. And it is on the parade website, my name and phone number, so that if they forget that, they can go to... we do have a Facebook page as well, so they can log on and find my number and give a call, and we will certainly love and welcome their help.
And as you mentioned, there's lots of things that need to be done. My greatest fear is I'd volunteer, and the first thing they do is hand me a shovel and a broom and say, you walk behind the horses.
Usually we get the FFA to kind of follow behind the horses.
Oh, the people who know animals.
The people who know... who understand those animals.
Yes.
But
There's no road apple sale at the end of the parade.
No road apple sale, no. So we invite everybody to come and join us. It's a wonderful occasion, and lots of lights. People will be spreading lots of Christmas cheer and the blessings of the holiday season.
Good time for all, especially those at the hospital when you stop and
yes.
they get a chance to see the parade just like everyone else. It's what a small town's all about, is you think of all your citizens when you plan these things.
And the staff at the hospital, they really appreciate that everything goes right by. Just to hear the comments after of how the people enjoyed it, the smiles, you know, it just warms their heart. But we do have a number of people that we need to thank, mm-hmm. and I'll let Shelley announce all those. Like the city of...
Oh, yes, yeah. the the City of Harbor Beach and the Harbor Beach Fire Department and our DPW. And you know what?
Because every time you do this, you know, we have good people, but there's always cleanup.
There is. And planning and a little extra work on a lot of parts. The Michigan State Police always is there and supporting us, as well as the Huron County Sheriff's Department is there.
And his police department around.
Yeah, and we have just support from the community and the whole surrounding area. We have a lot of Bad Axe businesses that will be in our parade this year. So
that's kind of the benefit if your parades are staggered a bit.
Right.
They can get more than one trip out of them.
And
it's
that's
just
true.
It's just nice that the communities around come and join us. Our community, with all the support from the businesses and the fire department and the city, our local police station, everything, the state police, they are all so great. And we just pull together and work together, and it turns out great.
So again, it's December 2nd. Harbor Beach starts at the City Hall, heads right down to the light downtown, hangs right southward toward Prescott Street. And a good time to get out would be about 4:30 if you want to get a good spot where you got good viewing. Mm-hmm. Camp, set yourself up so that you're all ready to go. It's promptly at 5:30. You said it takes about till 6:15, 6:30 or so before the last entry is gone. So if you have kids, bring some water, bring some treats, bring them something to keep them occupied in the interim until the parade starts, and everyone will enjoy it and have a grand time.
Absolutely. Yep.
And if you want to get some of the good treats, you want to be right downtown.
Might get some hot chocolate and other stuff.
Brats, yeah. You just never know what you're going to find down there.
Thanks for being with us, ladies. I hope you have a good turnout. I hope you have good weather. Cross my fingers on that one.
Actually, in the last 5 years, it's been cold, but we haven't had any precipitation. So, well, I know.
Knock on wood.
Tempting fate here. Oh, my goodness.
But thank you very much, and we wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
From you two ladies and the whole town of Harbor Beach.
And the whole town. Absolutely. Yes.
Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Our guest today on the program, Shelley Bomer, the Harbor Beach Parade, and Debbie Brando. She works here at WLEW, but also active in Harbor Beach and these events. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.